If Brandon Ayuk goes to either the Raiders or the Lions forms a duo with Davante Adams or Amon-Ra.
That's so nasty.
Welcome back to another episode of Caps Off.
Presented by BETR.
Presented by Jake Paul.
Better.
And Jake.
Does Jake know we're doing this?
No, Jake doesn't even know who we are.
He's preparing for Mike Tyson. That's pretty more important, I would imagine.
But might be cool if one day we get Jake on this and get to talk Browns football.
Yeah, that wouldn't be depressing at all to talk about the Browns. Actually, my first interaction with Jake, I remember we talked about the Browns and their quarterbacks and how awful they've been in his lifetime for like 30 minutes. It was pretty depressing.
Or were you just talking about a Browns player?
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay, most random link up I've ever seen in my fucking life. Sketch just posted this. My brother just posted this.
Brother, hey, brother.
And he posted a picture with Theo Vaughn, Shane Gillis, and Deshaun Kaiser.
Oh, that's
why the fuck is
that's
Deshaun Kaiser?
That's
here?
The Monstars, though.
Bro, who's Deshaun Kaiser then? Like
Browns legend, of course.
No, I know Deshaun Kaiser, but like Notre Dame legend. But like, why the fuck is he in the same picture as Sketch, Shane Gillis, and Theo Vaughn?
I'll be honest. When we talk big threes, we talk LeBron, D-Wade, Chris Bosh. No, we talk LeBron, Chris Bosh, D-Wade. Yeah. We talk Pippen, Rodman, MJ. Sketch Theo Vaughn and Shane Gillis could easily
that's
make
insane.
A case. That's a complimentary
like,
fucking trio.
Like if you're telling me like, all right, like Jack, you can pick three people to golf with, like a foursome, right? For 4 hours you're hanging out with them, shooting shit, golfing. That's up there as like the top foursome I could possibly have.
Not opposed.
For golf.
Never done one.
On the course.
Yeah, never done one before.
Yeah.
So
you've never golfed.
Yeah, I've just never partaken in a foursome. So yeah. I would like to get better at it so I could, but Capiteria episode. Capiteria.
The silence was so loud.
So loud. Yeah. Capiteria episode. We're going to play some games, talk about the NFL draft.
We need someone else to be funny with me on here, man.
No, it's not me.
Your jokes are just like, the clip rate is terrible.
Volume.
Your volume shooter, Dion Waiters type.
Hey, I mean, what do you want from me?
I'd rather go 0 for, was it? Rather go 0 for 26 and 0 for 9 because you go 0 for 9 means you stop shooting.
Yeah, what do you mean? I'm not ashamed of it. Also, how long have I known you? I'm not ashamed of it. So, we're going to go. This is our Capiteria episode. Obviously, we are going to. It's a great picture.
It's a crazy
picture. Capiteria episode. We're going to play some games, talk about the NFL draft. We also have our boldest predictions for the first round, which is
spicy.
It's
spicy.
Ooh, and as a reminder, as our launch with Better, we're running two promotions that we're running for this first week. The first is a free-to-play game for the NFL draft. So if you answer 8 questions correctly,
mostly Adam made.
Yeah, I made.
He's a draft dork.
If you answer all 8 correctly, you have a chance to win $10,000. So if you download Better and use code CAPSOFF, might I add, play the free-to-play game right now, answer all 8 questions correctly, and you have a chance to win $10,000. It's super simple. Fun, easy questions. That's the first promotion.
We're going to play it ourselves later this episode.
Yes, you'll see.
So, yeah, we'll maybe get you guys in the brain of ours
So that's
Tuesday.
A big one.
Well, sorry. Tourette's. Anyway.
It's going to get old really fast, so that's the sad part about Sketch, right? The downfall is going to be really, really fast. I don't want to see it.
Once the downfall happens, that's when we can sign him for a bargain.
Good point.
Think about that.
Co-host.
No, he'll be the host. We'll just kind of hang out.
So that's the first one. The second one is we are running a promotion for the first 100 people that sign up for Better using code CAPSOFF. So as part of our launch with Better, we're covering your first entry up to $250. So if you place an entry of $250 and it doesn't hit, we'll give you $250 in Better Bucks. So download Better, play Better Picks, use code CAPSOFF. I was told, actually, doesn't need a space at all. Also not case sensitive. So as long as you use code CAPSOFF, you will have this.
The caps can be on or off.
Correct.
Perfect.
Good point.
Perfect.
We'll get the attribution. So make sure to download Better, play Better Picks, use code CAPSOFF, and we'll give you some money back if your first entry
that
doesn't
from
win.
You guys, little.
So where do you want to start for today?
You got the little list, right? Let's do. Let's do the draft of the quarterback. Yeah.
This is a good one.
This is a fun. I already have my big board. All right, today we're drafting quarterbacks taken first overall. There's been 10 of them.
Well, you said in the last decade.
The last decade. No, not the last decade. There's 10. Not the last decade. Not every pick has been a first overall.
That's a good point.
Has been a quarterback.
About that. No, it's a good point.
All right,
point.
So you want to word this better for you so you can figure it out?
No, just give context. Right. Obviously, the draft's Thursday.
Yeah. So the draft.
Wow, that's Celsius.
NFL draft's Thursday. We're obviously probably going to have a quarterback taken first overall. It's obviously probably going to be Drake May. Sorry, Tycho.
Maybe JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, definitely not Caleb Williams, though, because it's the Bears. They'll fuck it up. So today we are drafting NFL quarterbacks taken first overall in the draft. The last 10 of them.
The last 10 of them.
Right, including Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Because he's going to go first. Let's be
now.
Right. So.
I want the second pick.
Okay, what? I do, too.
Rock, paper, scissors, one.
On shoot? Like
just rock, paper, scissors, shoot? Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right, I'm going rock.
You don't work like that.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I told you I'm going rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah.
Ooh. You're just going to go rock the whole fucking time?
Yeah, I know this tactic.
Dude, for context, if you're listening, me and Adam just did rock like 5 times in a row each.
Go watch the live, or not live.
Yeah, go watch YouTube.
Go watch the
YouTube
long form.
I thought it was called YouTube A for like YouTube 5 years of my life. Yeah.
The fuck does that even mean?
I thought YouTube was YouTube A. I don't know. I thought
how does that even
pronounced.
Come about? Why did you guys go rock so many times? So they're the strategy of telling someone, telling someone that you go rock is you're trying to get play mind games, and so you
Adam knows
you
I
match,
do that.
You match
though.
The game by keep
tell,
going rock.
Don't tell him. But no, like, that's the strategy behind it. Like,
it's not that hard to figure out when you say, I'm going rock. You're going to try and
but
get
a lot of
head.
People. So if you do, this is my winning rock, paper, scissors strategy. You're letting everybody know the jig is up. The word is out. Like, you just tell someone like, hey, I'm going to go rock. And they think you're not going to go rock. It's like, oh, well, why the fuck would he tell me what he's actually doing? So you just go rock every fucking time. And eventually they'll go scissors because they
congrats,
think you're going to go paper.
Way. Congrats, by the way, on getting the two best players in this draft. Having the second pick is definitely the winner.
Yeah, all
with
right.
The first
so
pick.
Let's go. Let's do this, huh?
With the first pick in my number one overall draft.
Yeah.
We're going to build a team around Cam Newton.
Yeah, he was the one.
Consensus 1-1, right? We agree? Number one on both of our big boards?
Yep. Yeah, he's the one. On my big board, he was number one. And it took a lot.
Oh, no, that was easy. I didn't even think about that.
No, but the next two guys, I get my guys.
Wait, are we snaking this?
We're snaking. Of course we're snaking. It's always a snake. We're always snaking.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, with two people, because we've always done this with the four.
Yeah, we haven't talked about this.
Heiko, executive decision. Do we snake this?
By the way, this changes the whole theory of the draft.
Yeah.
Tycho, do you want us to snake, or do you want us to go back and forth?
I feel like you have to go snake, so when you bring in more people, it's still a snake.
Yep, we have to stay true to our roots. It's weird, first time without.
I hate snakes,
Felipe
though. I literally hate snakes.
I actually don't. I don't mind snakes. They're kind of fun. I don't fuck with like anacondas. All right, so I actually get like two of my guys right here. Right, so number two, I'm gonna go.
By the way, I'm just gonna let you know for the record, you're gonna get three of your guys based off of my big board.
I might, depending on the big board though. We could have different.
Just
big boards.
Pick your fucking.
Number two overall, I'm gonna take Andrew Luck. I was a big Stanford fan growing up. If he had a longer career, he's a Hall of Famer.
But you don't
no
need to explain
it.
Picking Andrew Luck second.
Yeah, I just love him. I'm saying he's one of my guys. I love Andrew Luck.
You have 30 guys.
And number three, Joe Burrow. Another one of my guys.
Choke artist,
all right.
I don't think he's actually ever choked.
No one else here on this list besides one of them has been to a Super Bowl. So, take that.
And I got him.
Who you got?
Cameron.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, no, there's two. Well, I'm saying left on the list. There's,
oh, yes, you're correct.
Yeah. All right, so I'll go Joe.
See, the thing is, like, if I'm playing...
After this, it falls.
I'm playing into the strategy and I know your brain, I shouldn't take this person next.
Who should you take?
Because you might leave him off. But I got to go with potential here.
Yeah?
Wish the hair had a lot more volume.
You wish what?
The hair.
Volume.
Had more volume.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. Kind of looks like Aegon Targaryen.
Yep.
I got to go with Trevor Lawrence.
I'm going to be honest, he was eighth on my list.
See, I fucking knew. I should have waited.
Yeah.
Fucking. Ah.
You know I'm a T-Law hater, bro. He hasn't done shit.
Eighth?
He was eighth on my list.
Oh, my.
I'll tell everyone my big board after this because it's he was eighth on my list.
Okay.
Behind some guys that, I wouldn't take him.
All right, anyway. I'm gonna go Kyler.
You know, Kyler, I like that pick for you.
Love Kyler, by the way. I think he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Think Kyler Murray can definitely win a Super Bowl.
Sure, he could. Sure could. Trent Dilfer did it. Why not him? So you took Kyler.
So I got Trevor.
Actually, so you got T-Law and Kyler. I am going to go.
Well, go get your guy.
I'm going to go get Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go
I'm
going to
go get Jared Goff right here with the third pick.
It makes sense. You've always been a defender of him.
Well, you know, Bay Area boy, you know, played against him in high school, sophomore year. He put up 70 points on us.
Congratulations, by the way.
When I got called up from JV for the playoffs and I didn't play.
Mm.
So technically didn't play against him, but, you know, I was on.
All right, make your fucking pick.
And number four. See, it's tough because it's like, how do you project the new guy that's about to come in?
Mm.
Could be a good pick. But
no, go get your other guy.
I'm gonna go get my fellow my Zinner, my yeah, born Zinner, Baker Mayfield.
Who could out-Zin each other?
Like, I think I could out-Zin Baker for sure. He's a professional athlete.
How many millies do you think he's rocking with?
I popped three last night because I was bored.
Dude, congrats.
You're sick. You're the fucking shit. So 18 millies at once yesterday. I did actually spit them out 10 minutes
ago. I was actually asking you how many millies you think Baker does at once, but
he's probably a double deck tops. You know, like there's no way he does more than double deckies. But yeah, I'll go. Yeah, I like that. I'll take Baker. You got two.
Okay. Very easy for me. Very easy for me, actually.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Caleb.
Yeah.
I think Caleb.
I was between Caleb and Baker because, like, it's like Caleb's probably going to have a better career, but we don't know jack fuck about him yet. So.
No, I know enough to say that Caleb's going to have a better career than Baker Mayfield.
But the nails.
I don't hate it. I don't understand. Yeah. Okay. I don't understand the hate on the fucking painted nails. All right.
No, I know. People hate him.
How insecure are you?
Tycho behind here, he paints his nails all the time.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Tycho, did you like when you painted your nails? Do you like how they looked?
Yeah, I thought they looked really good.
By the way,
he looks cute.
The amount of men in society that get their nails painted clear to keep their nails looking good, never done it before.
Oh.
But that is a big thing.
Is that going to be a thing in your father's culture?
No. My gay dads have never actually done that, which is shocking, right?
Yeah, you'd think.
You would think.
Yeah. I would just think that's where you got the information.
Lastly, my last pick is going to be, it's a culture thing, right?
Culture. Oh, big clubhouse guy.
Big clubhouse guy.
E-W.
Give me James Winston.
Yeah, because
it's chief morale officer. Right?
Yeah, you got to take him.
Jameis Winston.
He's so good for morale.
It's what you need. Because at that point, you're now the fifth person on the depth chart. You're not going to play. But if you can give me some energy, gas the guys up sometimes when they're playing poorly. And we know goddamn well, Trevor Lawrence doesn't play very well sometimes. So
it's not very good.
We need some energy, right?
Yeah.
Imagine what
Jameis.
Could you imagine if Jameis was backing up Trevor Lawrence, what he would do for Trevor Lawrence's career?
I mean, probably not a lot.
No, I think he would give him some gas.
Yeah, sure. Give him some gas.
Okay, you got Bryce Young.
I'll take Bryce Young.
Ugh. Okay, so what's your team?
My team is Andrew Luck, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Bryce Young.
Ew. I don't like it as much as I thought
I don't think. Okay, what's yours?
Cam Newton, Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams, Kyler Murray, and Jameis Winston. I like my squad.
I'm going to be honest. Both of our squads are not as good as I thought.
So what did we learn from this exercise?
Taking a quarterback first overall is the biggest
stupid
hit or miss thing in the world.
Stupid.
Tycho behind the scenes, Bears fan. His face just looks dejected right now. So my big board went like this, if you guys want to know, because it's kind of weird.
Nobody wants to know.
Cam Newton, Joe Burrow, Andrew Luck. And then.
You went Joe too, by the way?
Yeah, I went Joe too. Andrew Luck never went to the Super Bowl. Then.
Team sport, sure.
These four is what you do. That's what you play it for, is for a fucking Super Bowl.
Okay.
But then, like, after that, it's like Caleb Williams, Jared Goff, Kyler Baker, Trevor Lawrence. Like, I would say the hits on this list of first overall picks, there are three of them out of 10.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that.
Does that make you scared if you're a Bears fan?
No, because again, if you're up to bat, you're going to swing every time.
Tycho, does that make you scared as a Bears fan?
Nah, you shouldn't be scared.
Tycho, are you scared?
You're fine.
I'm terrified.
You're fine.
I am terrified.
You're so fine. You're so fine.
He actually looks
Caleb,
like he's tweaking.
Because wait till one of our bold predictions later. I'll throw some clout your way. Next game. Fun game.
You never sent me the list of wide receivers.
I did, actually. I did. So, guess you're going to go off the dome?
No, I want to see it.
Okay, you want to take a look first?
Yeah, you can intro it while I take a look.
Okay, so, obviously, in the last couple years, we've had a star-studded cast when it comes to wide receivers.
You did send the list.
I did send you a list. So while you make your list, I'm actually going to talk about.
No, go.
I'm going to talk about a third giveaway quickly.
Oh, do it.
Yeah. So
it.
there's a big giveaway going on. Obviously, we've mentioned Jake Paul a few times in this episode. I think it was actually only once that we talked about him. But as a result of that, we've obviously talked about downloading Better Play, Better Picks. Better has the largest multipliers in the entire industry, right? So you could 1,000x your money. If you place a lineup for $1, you could turn that into 1,000.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Certainly can.
Yeah. So not only that. And biggest fight of the year is coming up, which we know, Tyson versus Paul.
Yep.
So every 1,000x lineup you place on Better Picks during the NBA playoffs is another chance to win two free floor seats to our boss versus Mike Tyson.
Yeah, our boss fighting arguably the greatest fighter ever. That's not scary.
No.
He'll win.
Surprisingly, the amount of people that have been like asking me as if I've ever even spoken to Jake.
The amount of people that are like, they're like, dude, like, who do you think's going to win? I'm like,
is it rigged? Is he going to get knocked out? It's like, dude, fuck if I, what?
It's always like, Jack, so you work for Jake Paul, right? I'm like, well, technically, yeah. Like, all right, well, what's going to happen? Who's going to win? I'm like, I don't think I'm legally allowed to say Mike Tyson. So Jake.
Well, legally, I think like, you could. Legally.
Nope. I like my job. I just moved to a new city. I do not want to get canned. Jake Paul will win.
So, yeah, every 1,000X lineup you place on Better Picks during the NBA playoffs is another chance to win two free floor seats to Paul versus Tyson.
Do you think they'll give us floor seats?
No, absolutely not. You
and I are not. Do you think
they'll
give us a seat?
But another thing that Better is doing, which is pretty crazy, is they'll cover a $1,000 stipend as well. If you don't know what a stipend is, it's basically money to travel.
Are they doing that?
Yes.
Oh, that's sick.
So, 1,000X, place a 1,000X lineup at any point during the NBA playoffs.
Stipend, bro.
Get a $1,000 stipend and two free floor seats, which might I add.
You get that Spirit flight, you got a lot of beer money.
Ooh.
You get that Spirit flight to Dallas, you got a good
amount of beer
money.
That's not how I'm spending. I'm going to go see Felipe's family.
Oh, so then you have free stay.
Exactly.
Felipe.
And then.
And you get a Spirit flight, and then you got a lot of money on beers.
Sure.
And tacos.
So, yeah. Make sure to go download Better, play Better Picks, use code CAPSOFF, and enter a 1,000X lineup, and win some free tickets to Paul vs. Tyson. Okay, now. A lot of wide receivers going in the first round. Over the last couple of years, it's happened. Yeah. Predominantly in this first round, we've seen a lot of wide receivers. So I would like for us to draft wide receivers in the first round over the last 5 years.
All right.
Does that make sense?
I'm down with that.
So we made a list of wide receivers that went in the first round over the last 5 years.
Shit.
And I think actually this year, I think there's like 5 to 6 that might go in the first round. So in honor of the amount of wide receivers that might go, let's make a starting five of wide receivers drafted in the first round over the last 5 years.
All right, let's do it. Okay? You want me to go first since you went first last time?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, actually. You want to go second?
I want to go second, yeah.
All right, I'll do that then. I'll do it. Justin Jefferson, 1.
Hot take, actually.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, it's not that hot.
If Tyreek Hill was a first.
By the way, very easy for me to go second. Give me CeeDee and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
No, like, that ain't even fucking close. That's a duo. That's the greatest wide receiver duo in NFL history.
Well, no shit. Yeah. That's why I got the good pick for the QB draft. So I'll give you
by the way, I think CeeDee Lamb's better than Ja'Marr Chase.
Not a terrible take right now.
More versatile.
Also, you don't have to choose who's better because you got both of them. So you got both.
Well,
of them.
I got to put one at the X.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Who's X? Who's Y? Z? Q? All right.
Ja'Marr's the X.
So I have. Wow, it does fall off.
See what I'm saying?
That.
You
Holy
fucked up.
Fuck.
See, you want to.
There's not a lot of good. Oh, Henry Ruggs is available.
If you need a driver.
I'll go. Dude, actually, this list is kind of shit now that I'm looking at it. It's ass.
It's
what
actually not
fuck?
That bad, but I actually just won. Go ahead.
No, it's ass.
No, it's
I
not
can't
that bad.
Even compete now.
No, it's not that bad.
Give me Garrett Wilson, I guess.
And?
Okay, well. One step at a time, pal.
One step at a time.
Dog. Like,
Jordan Sparks, by the way, would be a good draft pick.
Jordan Sparks would. Dude, like, there's actually.
You can do it.
I'll go Brandon Ayuk.
Because
he's my guy.
I want to talk about Brandon Ayuk later in this episode.
Just to support my guy. Show my support. We want you in San Francisco, Brandon.
I'm going to be honest. This is the easiest decision I ever made.
Yeah, you going Devontae Smith?
You. Fuck no. Give me Jalen Waddle.
Dude,
what
Brandon Ayuk's
fuck?
Better than Waddle.
Yeah, but he's gone.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying. I thought you were trying to say that I was stupid for not picking Waddle.
No. But this is easy.
Devontae Smith better than Waddle.
I'm going to take Waddle, and then I'm going to take Devontae Smith.
Yeah. Nope. That makes sense. All right. Fuck
dude,
me.
Let me. Wood, by the way, for the record, if we need to see the record play.
So your team is stupid loaded.
Dude,
I get two, I get two picks now, right?
By the way, I could end it right here. You can get 6
all right,
picks.
Let me get Chris Olave.
Love it. Love it. You should just make an entire lineup of Ohio State wide receivers.
I could do that. I mean, I got two right now. I'll go Chris Olave. And then. Dog. Not N'Keal Harry.
Well, I was going to say, you could go Jalen Reagor.
He's so good.
By the way, last on my big board.
Jalen Reagor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty bad at football.
Ah. In the NFL. Not
number
that bad.
5.
Just make a fucking pick, bro.
I'll
it ain't
go,
that serious.
I'll go JSN.
Congrats, by the way.
Yeah.
The Jack Perotti Buckeyes.
Yep. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
OH.
I'm going to go with, to round it out, I got Fast Boy. I'm all over the place. I'm actually.
You should get Fast Boy. Criminally fast. They
criminally
would say.
Fast. Yeah. Why? I also, like I said, if you need a driver for the bus.
Prison rules.
I'm going to go with Drake London.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Drake London. I like Drake London. I think he's going to have a massive year.
He's fine.
No, I like Drake London.
I probably, I still would have gone Jerry Jeudy maybe over him.
You would have gone Jeudy?
I don't think Drake London is good, bro. You'll realize I'm a Drake London.
By the way, anytime you'll praise Jerry Jeudy, I'll suck you off.
Oh, yeah. All right, bet.
Sorry.
That was crazy. All right, so my team was Justin Jefferson, Garrett Wilson, Brandon Ayuk, Chris Olave, JSN, and you had?
Don't you have one more pick or no?
No, I got five.
Right, I failed math three times. I had CeeDee Lamb, Jamar, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, Drake London. Wow.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty fucking nice.
Yeah. You killed me in that one. Anyway, let us know who won this draft. It's not fucking me. I shouldn't have gone first.
It is important, though. I do want to call it out because one of the questions in the free-to-play game that we made up is more or less than 5.5 wide receivers going in the first round. So if you do answer that correctly,
there's 5 or 6 projected.
There's 5 or 6. Ladd McConkey might be that nice white
bro,
boy.
Bro, we need Ladd. Someone's got to get my Ladd.
Can you say the Chiefs?
Oh, no. Can you say the Patriots?
Yeah, that feels right.
The Patriots are going to draft Ladd McConkey third overall.
But no Belichick there anymore, so.
No, but they still got the Crafts up top. Don't worry about that.
The
Crafts are in the decision-making process for that third overall pick, and it kind of makes a lot of sense, in my opinion, if they get a Ladd McConkey type of guy.
Gym rat?
Yeah, just a real gym rat, maybe a Cooper DeJean type of boy out there. It just adds up for the Patriots and the Boston fan base.
The Boston fan base. Yes, that makes sense. Yeah. So if you do answer that question correctly, that is one of 8 questions correctly, you have a chance to win $10,000. So make sure to go download Better, play the free-to-play game for the draft. I think the entries close at 8 p.m. on Thursday night or 7 p.m. Don't quote me on it, but
it's before the draft
starts. Before the draft. So make sure to go answer that, win up to $10,000. So that's one of the questions. That's a good one.
Ladd McConkey's kind of a dog. I'm not going to lie.
You want to do power rankings?
I can do my power rankings.
So this is a big one because we haven't discussed
the
best teams in the NFL since like post free agency and leading up to the draft. So I think this is like a strong one and this is going to be a worthy conversation.
It'll be a fun one.
I'm very curious how you're going to rank these teams right now.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk through like thought process quickly?
I'm going to be honest. Thought process was just gut last night.
Plums or gut?
Plums.
Two different.
Plums and gut, mix of the two.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of just like literally looked at like, I just made like 5, and I'm like, oh, who else? And then I just looked at a list of NFL teams because I'm stupid and forget all of them sometimes. And so I just went from there and just kind of ripped it. So,
oh, God.
All right, here are my top 10 NFL teams before the NFL draft. Do you want to start at 1 or 10?
What do you think?
10.
Tego says 10.
All right, number 10, the Chicago Bears.
What the fuck?
Bear down, Chicago Bear. Come on, Tycho. Do you like that or not? I feel like he's mad about that. I don't think Tycho likes that. You're a Bears fan. You're welcome. You don't like it?
I think we're top 8.
Top 8? Oh, so you thought that was low.
What the
Tycho
fuck?
Tycho said they're top 8.
What have the
low?
Chicago Bears done to warrant being a top 10 team?
Dude, you literally said it Monday. What did you say? Who's the best wide receiver duo in the league right
they
now?
They have a wide receiver duo. They don't have a fucking team.
They're about to get Caleb Williams. Oh, my. They're going to have another top 10 pick where they'll get Romo Dunze or a sick offensive lineman. Their defense was good last year, but very underappreciated. It's going to get even better.
By the way, you said pre-draft.
Pre-draft.
They don't have Caleb Williams yet.
Well, it's assumed.
They don't have Romo Dunze yet.
They're going to.
They don't have any of these guys.
It's my list.
That is the craziest place to start.
Bears, 10.
They're not a top 10 team yet.
Bears, 10. All right, number 9, Cincinnati Bengals.
Don't hate it.
Usually they'd be higher for me. You know I love my Bengals.
They've fallen. Yeah,
they're
fallen.
My AFC squad. Or the Texans. I actually don't know if they played who I'd root for. But they lost a lot, dude.
That's
a lot this offseason. Like, Chido Awuzie leaving is actually huge for them. It's bad.
By the way, Celsius makes me burp so much. You ever know
that? You drink it every day. True. Yeah, Bengals. Above them at 8 are the Browns. Browns underrated.
What percentage on the field does Deshaun Watson factor into that?
I don't factor just that man into much. I don't like to talk about that man much. Even on the field, I don't like because he's kind of.
So you want who's the quarterback? Their
defense is
who's the quarterback?
It's Deshaun Watson.
Okay, so
yeah, but like that team around him is sick anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
I agree with that, but
dude,
think about
that wide receiver core now though. Amari
that
Cooper.
Trio? By the way, you forgot to mention them yesterday.
Yeah. Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, and Elijah Moore is sick. Yeah. Yep, there you go. Tycho's disgusted. I like the Browns. Their defense is sick. Deshaun actually, before he got hurt last year, was playing decent. Not like awesome, but
he was getting hot.
Yeah, number 7, the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh!
Yep.
Ooh! Felipe!
Fuck did they do this offseason to warrant anything in the top five?
Yeah, but they were one of the best teams last year in the regular season. Oh,
how many playoff games did they win?
Good point.
None.
Good point. They lost to the Packies.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're seven?
Yeah, they're seven, and America's team is at number six, the Detroit Lions. Real America's team, number six.
By the way, we're setting up nicely for these Miami porpoises. You left them off, didn't you?
I'm sorry. You actually thought that the Miami Dolphins would be above them. All right, number five is the Baltimore Ravens. You're not even going to react to anything now, right? What if I have Miami up here somewhere?
Well, I'll give you a kiss.
But okay. Number five, the Ravens. I think thoughts, comments, concerns? I don't have to explain everything. I'm on your thoughts.
I think it's great. I'm glad you think it's funny.
It's hilarious. Number four, the Houston Texans. Houston Texans are number four. 2025 Super Bowl champions. And by the way, when I say that is the 2025 season. So not this year, because technically the Super Bowl will be played in 2025 for this next season. But the 2025 season, Super Bowl will be in 26, so 2025.
You think the Texans are a better team than the Ravens?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Indubitably. Just because 2025 Super Bowl champs. So that's all I got to say there. Number three, the Kansas City Chiefs. They lost to Jarius Sneed.
So you got the Niners one and the Eagles two.
Indeed I do. Yeah, one yeah. Niners, two Eagles.
Yeah.
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 I wanted to put the Chiefs above the Eagles, but the Eagles actually did some good stuff this offseason. The Chiefs didn't do shit this offseason.
I don't hate it. Also, you lost LeJarius Sneed. That's a massive blow. And
that's what I said. Yeah, that's
a
big one.
You also have a driver that doesn't know how to drive on the Chiefs, so he might miss two games. Rashee Rice?
Oh, yes, doesn't know how to drive, yeah.
That's fair. So they might have to draft a wide receiver. So how the fuck do you not have the Dolphins on there?
I'm going to be honest, forgot.
Do you want to make an adjustment?
No.
Substitution,
nope,
if you
I don't.
Will.
I don't.
By the way.
The Bears are better than the Dolphins. The Dolphins this offseason didn't do anything good.
Okay.
Everyone left. Name a defender on the Dolphins that everyone knows.
Jalen
Ramsey.
Shaq Barrett.
Oh, Shaq Barrett. Congrats.
Fucking, fuck. This is not a good time for me to forget his name. They drafted They signed What's his name? The corner.
The quarterback.
Corner.
Oh, the
who
corner.
Was a top 10 corner last year from the commies. Why am I blanking out his fucking
name?
No.
Yeah.
Don't pull this fucking shit.
Forbes?
No. Forbes?
I don't know. I thought there was a Forbes on
30 for 30, 30 under 30? Why am I blanking? Will? Fuck, no. God.
Oh, he must be really good.
No, this is the worst time for me to look like a fucking casual.
No, he must be really
Kendall
good.
Kendall Fuller. He was
prime.
Top 10 last year.
Congrats. Pass his prime.
What?
Yeah.
He was better than any of the quarterbacks on the fucking 49ers last year.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't better than Tarvarius.
I can't confirm that, but that's just plum take.
No, Tarvarius was a dog.
By the way, Kendall, what?
And
Deonador
Lenore.
Your team sucks.
No.
Tycho even said it behind the scenes.
You're the fucking
Tycho,
Bears.
Tycho, come here.
No, you're a Bears fan.
Shut the
fuck up.
Come here, Tycho.
They made the Dolphins
read
have done
off,
the
let's
right.
Let's read off. Okay, the offense is fine. Your star center,
this
by the way,
worst
left,
time
right? I remember, Adam, I was talking to your dad on the boat yesterday or last
Dude,
week.
Dude, my dad
this.
Is not someone to be trusted with this.
Adam,
nonsense.
let's read your starting offense is okay. Your defense.
By the way, we signed
Jonathan Harris, Benito Jones, Zach Sealer. I like Zach Sealer. Jalen Phillips, who's probably going to be hurt. So
by the way,
you're
a casual if you don't
David
know
David Long.
These guys.
But I don't know Benito Jones.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Bro,
where
all right.
Probably like Cal.
All right, and then we got Jordan Brooks, Bradley Chubb, also hurt, and then Kendall Fuller, nice.
Jordan Poyer, good eyes.
Washed, but handsome. You were saying that last year about
because
him.
He was on the Bills.
All right, then you got Javon Holland, might not play. And
why? Wait, why?
He's got a Q next to his name, and then Jalen Ramsey, good.
Wait, is he questionable in the offseason?
He's questionable.
What the fuck are
Benito
we doing
Benito Jones,
here?
By the way. Born November 27th, 1997, 26 years old, from Ole Miss, in his second season. Big Benito had 13 solo tackles last year and one sack. But okay.
Also got a new defensive coordinator.
Low-key tackle, like the team does suck.
No, they don't. You just don't know. You're a casual. Anthony Weaver, big defensive coordinator addition.
I think every team I named actually has a better.
What'd you think of the Ravens defense last year, by the way?
Awesome.
Yeah, their defensive coordinator is now the defensive coordinator for the Dolphins.
Neat.
Yeah, it is neat.
Yeah.
Shaq Barrett, big. Jonnu Smith,
wow.
Jordan Brooks was a good linebacker for the fucking Seahawks. Re-signed Aaron. Aaron Brewer.
Who?
Anthony Walker. Hey, we re-signed Braxton.
The Dolphins
are
not a top 10 team out of it's fine. You got Noodle Arm Boy out there.
Suck my ass, bro.
I used to be a Tua guy.
Okay.
And then every time you need him to make one play, he throws it to the fucking defense.
Fuck off, bro. Literally, respectfully, you know I'm right. Fuck off. All right, let's go into
I was with you and your dads at the Dolphins-Bills game to end the year. What did he do in the biggest game of his life?
Okay, the one thing I want to let's move on. I'm moving on. This is disrespectful. You're casual. You don't know ball. Not everyone should deserve a fucking mic.
Oh, yeah, Big Benito. Sorry. That actually might be my new guy. I might get a Benito jersey.
All right, I want to talk about something because I saw this on Reddit, and this was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And I want to rapid fire through this, but... So a guy decided on Reddit to do a ton of research on the most hated teams in the NFL.
How did he come up with this?
So what he did was essentially he went into each NFL subreddit and asking teams who the most and least united in their hatred was for a single enemy. He had 20,000 responses across the board.
So he actually like counted all
of them. He fully did all the work and imported all the data. So
dude, get a job.
there were a lot of fan bases that responded. The only ones that he didn't get good enough responses from that he said were the Browns, the Bucks, the Eagles, and the Jags.
Interesting.
So with that being said, can you guess the top five most hated teams in the NFL?
I can tell you.
According to Reddit.
I can tell you two off the rip are the Cowboys and the Eagles.
So again, the Cowboys are number two.
Number two.
The Eagles are number five.
Wow.
5.9% of people responded back with Eagles.
Okay.
Cowboys were now 9.7%.
I thought that would be one and two, no doubt.
Mm.
How are the Cowboys not one?
Because they're not America's team.
All right. One, two. I low-key feel like they might hit the Chiefs now.
Chiefs are actually not in the top five.
On top five. I feel like they might hate them now.
There's going to be one that you're going to be... One makes a lot of sense.
One makes a lot of sense that I'm not thinking
about. It's literally right in front of you. It's on the tip of your tongue. Just spit it out. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Dude, what? I don't know.
3, 2, 1.
Patriots.
Yes!
Is that one?
Come on. Yeah. That's not that hard.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure because I'm like, I don't hate the Patriots anymore because they're like so ass.
They're the most hated team in the NFL.
But like when during that time period, I fucking hated them.
All right. You got two more to go. 3 and 4. Let's go. Rapid.
49ers.
Nope. Not there.
Okay.
Bro, no one gives a fuck about you.
No, I just feel like a lot of people hate Brock. You know? Let's think. Raiders?
No.
People hate their fans.
Nope.
No? I feel like people think their fans suck.
I'll give you a hint. Both NFC.
Both NFC. Uh-huh. Both NFC. 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 There's no way.
Come on.
NFC, no, oh.
Okay, wait.
Packers.
3.
Yeah.
People fucking hate the Packers. Watch.
Dude,
ready? Watch this.
Little town.
Watch this case study. How do you feel about the Packers?
Hate them. Can't stand them.
Yeah.
They're annoying as shit.
As we saw by your Jordan Love slander.
Everyone thinks I'm a Bears fan also, which is hilarious just because I hate Jordan Love.
You've prided yourself in being a Bears fan over the last two years.
Yeah, when I lived in Chicago. Yeah,
all right, like who's Bears. Number four? This one's a weird one.
Number four.
I'm going to give you a hint, though.
It's not the team I hate. It's not the Seahawks, right?
No, but it's a team that's going to make a splash during this draft.
The Bears?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Come
that would
on.
Be weird.
Come on.
The New York Giants.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Come on. Tip of your tongue. 3, 2, 1.
Not the Rams. Dude, I'm trying to think, like, it can't be the Saints, the Bucks.
Splash. Make a splash. Come on. Saints, come on.
Bucks. The Vikings?
The Minnesota. Oh, my God. That was a Celsius burp that came out in the worst time. Minnesota Vikings.
How do you...
The top five most
hated... How does anyone hate the Vikings? They don't do anything.
The top five most hated teams in the NFL, according to Reddit... Is 1, the Patriots, 2, the Cowboys, 3, the Packers, 4, the Vikings, 5, the Eagles. I'm shocked the Eagles are not higher.
How do people hate the Vikings more than the Eagles?
Okay, lastly.
What do the Vikings do? They have the cool skull clap.
All right.
Do you hate the Vikings? Like, before you're a Bears fan?
No, I wonder if it's like an NFC thing.
It is. Well, it is interesting. By the way, the Bears, the overwhelming majority, because he also did teams most united in their hatred for a single team, the Bears were number one because they had the Packers at 92%.
Yeah.
That
adds up.
Yeah. Fuck the Packers.
By the way, the next were the Jets, and they hate the Patriots the most, 89.3%.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots do own that
franchise. Yeah, the Jets hate the Patriots.
Just lastly, Falcons were actually number 3 because they hate the Saints. Because of their division, but that is weird to me. Patriots are actually second on that list for the Falcons. And then four, the Eagles and the Cowboys, they just hate each other.
Well,
Bengals Steelers is an interesting one, too.
Bengals fans kind of hate all those divisions, I feel like.
All right. Lastly, we don't have enough time to talk about Ayuk, but...
We could.
Well, I want us to be able to be cognizant of timing.
How long are we going to go? 34 minutes. We got time.
Yeah. All right. So do you want to jump into like our bold prediction for it, or lastly talk about it. We'll talk IU quickly and then we'll move in. So I think Brandon IU personally is someone that is going to get traded.
I think during you're the first round asshole.
Of the NFL draft. And I'll tell you why.
I think you're a dick.
Because
nope, I don't want to hear your reasoning.
Okay.
Yep. Moving on. All right. Now we're not talking about Brandon IU getting traded.
Good. So you want me to move into my bold prediction?
No, you can talk about Brandon Ayuk getting traded.
I think Brandon Ayuk is going to get traded in the first round because
For a first rounder?
I don't know about for a first rounder, but I think Brandon Ayuk. I think what we saw with AJ Brown and Treylon Burks for the Titans and the Eagles is exactly what's about to happen with the Niners. So Brandon Ayuk, they've been saying that is not going to get traded. It's been very quiet on that front, and naturally, if you're trying to trade him in the first round, it's going to be very quiet because where there's smoke. A lot of times where there's smoke, there's fire, but in this instance, what we saw...
On the 49ers usually, though.
Exactly. It's become very quiet. So, with that being said, what team could Brandon Ayuk go to that would make a top five wide receiver duo?
I got five teams for you. 49ers.
Okay, I got five teams for you as well. Detroit Lions. Could you imagine Amon-Ra and Brandon Ayuk?
Here's the thing. Like, I do love the Lions. I want to see them do well, but like if they got Brandon Ayuk, that scares me because like... The Niners would have to play them in the playoffs, probably.
If Brandon Ayuk goes to either the Raiders or the Lions forms a duo with Davante Adams or Amon-Ra.
That's so fucking nasty.
We are talking about the best wide receiver duo in the NFL.
I will say, Ayuk would look awesome in the silver and black.
Here's what I'd say.
He looks so good.
He looks so good.
With Michael Penix throwing in the ball,
he looks so good in the Lions, bro. Because he wears that alternate color fucking towel. He's always wearing the red.
Oh, he'd have that light blue.
Yeah, like a black to go with it. Him and Amon-Ra. Which, I'd prefer Amon-Ra and Brandon Ayuk.
Well, I think Amon-Ra compliments Ayuk. Or Ayuk compliments Amon-Ra better.
Oh, that'd be so
Because, like,
fire.
You got the great route runner, and then you got the go ball big. Go all right, guy,
I'll say it. Brandon Ayuk's a Lion. He's a Lion. I'm sorry, I apologize.
What are we getting in return for it, then?
Like, probably like a six-round pick.
A six-round pick? He's not a fucking Lion?
I think you could probably get a second rounder.
All right, we got Debo in the second.
Yeah.
We can get another guy.
I think it's going to happen because we've seen the Lions do whatever the fuck they want in the first round, and it's a way, even though they're not on a rookie deal, like they don't have a quarterback on a rookie deal like Jalen Hurts was, so it's different with AJ Brown and Jared Goff is already on this deal. It just feels like a very Lions move where it's like, we can get another weapon for Jared Goff. Brandon Ayuk, someone that's probably available. Brandon Ayuk on this Lions team would take them and make them one of the top three teams, I think, in the NFL.
It weirdly, to me, feels like a Raiders move, though.
It does feel like a Raiders, and I would be happy with that.
No, because it's like they don't have their quarterback. Like, they have Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, and they're going to draft a quarterback.
Yeah, they're probably going to go out and get a Michael Penix, right? Davante Adams is getting older. Like, Ayuk is still young. He's good, but it's like, it would be so Raidersy to trade for another star wide receiver before you even know what you're doing at quarterback. That's the most Raiders shit ever.
It is very Raiders.
It would make more sense to me for them.
By the way, they're going to get a rookie quarterback, and they can do that. So,
yeah, I mean, because we know Aiden O'Connell and fucking. Well, actually, I like Gardner. Aiden O'Connell's not the guy. Gardner could be the guy.
Sorry, Tycho. Sorry, Pat.
I'm doing this because Tycho went to high school with Aiden O'Connell, saying his name so much. Sorry,
congrats,
Tycho.
By the way.
Aiden had a
main friends with AOC.
Aiden's the last quarterback to beat the Chiefs, right?
Look, not even the best AOC in the entire country.
People forget! Aiden O'Connell, last quarterback to beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
He didn't even have to complete a pass in the second half to do it.
He didn't even have to complete a pass in the second half to do it, Tycho says.
People forget.
That's how good of a quarterback.
So I would love to see Brandon Ayuk. I would love to see Brandon Ayuk either on the Raiders or the Lions. I think that'd be fucking nuts.
I would be okay with Raiders because it's in the AFC.
Fair. Okay. The last thing I want to talk about. Obviously, NFL draft is tomorrow.
Holy shit, yeah.
Crazy. This time last year, we were in Kansas City for the draft.
That was dope. In a really nice Airbnb.
In a really, really ghetto Airbnb, bro.
Place is crazy.
They were fucking guns outside and shit. It wasn't it. By the way, wasn't it.
Hey, you know, salt of the earth, though. Real salt of the earth people.
Sure. Good. So.
Missouri.
Last year, I would say the moment from the first round was Will Anderson and CJ going back-to-back with the Texans.
Yeah, when they traded to get CJ, I was like, was it they traded to get CJ or Will?
They traded. They got Will first, and they traded back up to get CJ.
That was fucking
crazy. I think they did it, or was it the opposite? They got CJ and then traded up and got Will Anderson.
Whatever it was, it was insane.
It was insane. You were free. Yeah. That's when you said 2025 Super Bowl champs. Or when Will Levis's girlfriend kind of was shown.
But we didn't see it much at the draft, unfortunately.
It was an after.
Well,
no, went on
we
Twitter.
Were at the draft, but we were at the draft.
Oh, yeah,
that's
fair.
See The broadcast. I would have loved to see the broadcast in hindsight.
So,
because
talent.
She's hot.
She's talent.
But apparently,
not together anymore.
Yeah, well, they're not together. Apparently, she was dating Morgan Wallen for a little bit, allegedly.
Might I say an upgrade?
No. Morgan Wallen's a piece of shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
he's my number one on Spotify last year, but he's a sack of shit human. Like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm curious. Like, I want to know, Jack, what is your oldest and biggest prediction for the first round of the NFL draft? What is the moment that
can strap in?
What is the moment that's going to happen in the NFL draft that people are going to remember for the next 10 years?
So there's going to be a trade that is made between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Minnesota Vikings, and Justin Herbert will be a Minnesota Viking. That's what's going to happen Thursday night. Get ready for it. You know why?
Hold on.
CTE ESPN. They actually report it. So CTE ESPN reported this. And they've been right.
Wait, do you actually think it's going to happen?
I actually think it's going to happen. I'm dead serious. Like, see, as much people.
Do you have, like, actual background information to back this up?
Yes, I do. I do. So CTE ESPN reported this. They have leaked numerous, like, different jerseys, news, stuff like that this offseason with the NFL. So they've got to have. AB's got some credible-ass dude out there, sources or some shit, right? And it's been reported that Minnesota will trade both their first-rounders this year, the 11th and 23rd pick, a second rounder in 2025, and Christian Darrisaw, a top seven tackle in the league, for Justin Herbert.
And Jim Harbaugh said he needs to build the trenches.
He does. So it makes – all right. So I'm going to spell – I'm going to, like, kind of spell this out, why this actually does make sense, and it's not just some random bullshit AB and CTSPN are spewing out there. It actually makes sense for both teams a lot. Like, Minnesota, this whole offseason, they want to try and keep Jettas long-term to stay, right? But he's like, oh, my God, like, you don't have a quarterback. We need this quarterback. What did Minnesota do this offseason to get him a quarterback? They signed Sam fucking Darnold. You know why? Because they were waiting this offseason. They knew the Chargers were going to sell house. That, you know, I guess Justin Herbert is not Jim Harbaugh's guy. You get Justin Jefferson, his quarterback of the future, with Justin Herbert.
Oh.
A consensus top five guy in the league, right?
My.
Throwing to arguably the greatest wide receiver in football right now. Maybe number two, depending on, you know. Yeah, if you will, if you may. So you have that duo locked up for...
But
years,
why would Jim Harbaugh do that?
Why would Jim Harbaugh do it? The fifth overall pick, Michigan's going to select J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, my
we
God.
We saw recently.
The L.A.
Jim
Wolverines.
Harbaugh got that tattoo of Michigan, 15-0. Why is he still focused on Michigan right now? That happened months ago.
Maybe
move on to the NFL,
maybe
brother.
Maybe he made a promise.
Maybe he's trying to tell us something very subtly. Michigan... It's not over yet. We're going to get J.J. McCarthy as the quarterback for the Chargers. And it actually does kind of make sense. You just start over, right? You have a rookie contract or a rookie quarterback contract right now with J.J. McCarthy. You get him Christian Darrisaw, who's a top 10 tackle in PFF last year. He's actually better than Lane Johnson on PFF.
Ooh.
You get that. And you have another pick in the draft at 11. You can go select a Romo Dunze. You get that wide receiver help. He's pretty good. Roman Dunze, good wide receiver. They actually played in the national championship against each other. Jim Harbaugh has scouted that motherfucker out. He knows him. And then at 23, you can go pick your poison. You want an offensive lineman first round talent? You want a defensive player first round talent?
All right.
This is how you rebuild if you're the Chargers in the best way possible, because I think it's really hard to rebuild with a guy on a deal that Justin Herbert has. You have to just restart. Jim Harbaugh gets his guy. He knows how to make J.J. good. He's already done it, so it's not like you have a guy from college who you're like, oh, he could be good, but how's he going to do in this system with these coaches? He's already got that guy. And Justin Herbert goes to Minnesota. It makes a lot of sense for Minnesota.
So Jim Harbaugh gets fired in 3 years?
Four. Actually, no, because I actually think if J.J. goes to the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh's there, like, he could make something out of it.
Okay, but
Jim Harbaugh's a quarterback guru.
You don't get to replicate what you did in college and bring it to the NFL and think it works. It's a passing league. This is not a running league. J.J. McCarthy, bro, what they did at Michigan is run down your fucking throat.
Okay, you said you can't emulate it in the NFL?
No.
Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
What?
They did it at LSU?
No, I'm talking about the play style of a team running. They're run heavy. They have Greg Roman now. They brought J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards. They trade away Mike Williams, Keenan Allen.
J.J. McCarthy, sneaky athletic.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
I'm just saying. It,
by the way, it's plausible.
When you think about it, like, it makes a lot of sense for both teams.
It makes a lot of sense.
Like, obviously, you'd be like, why the fuck would you trade Justin Herbert? That's a stupid idea.
Congrats, Justin.
Oh, I had him because the cap. Because the cap. Right? Makes sense.
Yeah, but yeah.
And just like new new coaching, new regime.
Justin Herbert, I will say this. I'll give you this. Justin Herbert and Jettis would be the best quarterback wide receiver doing the NFL, hands down.
It's not even fucking close.
It ain't even close. It'd be better than Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs ever was.
Easily.
Maybe not as much as like Tua Tyree, but it'd be close.
It would be like, because bro Jamar still exists.
No.
I think that would be better, maybe, but that'd be nuts.
That's a crazy bold prediction.
Yeah. Justin Herbert, too. His gold hair matching like the purple and gold in the uniforms would look nice. It'd look good.
My bold prediction for the first round of the NFL draft. Deebo Samuel is going to the Ravens.
What? Shut the fuck up. What was that?
Deebo Samuel is going to the Ravens.
No.
We talk about Brandon Ayuk as a guy that might have gotten traded or might go in the first round.
I'd rather trade Ayuk. No, the Niners would rather trade Ayuk.
Hear me out. Ayuk's being named in these circles as someone that might be traded. However, Deebo's 2 years older. Deebo's extended him. 2 years older, but has 1 year left on his deal for guaranteed money. So that way, the Ravens can actually trade their 30th overall pick, go get Deebo because Lamar desperately needs another fucking weapon. We all think it's Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk's younger. Wouldn't you rather build around Brandon Ayuk instead of Deebo? Would you rather Brandon Ayuk or Deebo?
Deebo.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that this theory's happening. Deebo's going to the Ravens. He gets traded for the 30th pick.
Fuck.
And now the Ravens have Zay Flowers and Deebo Samuel for Lamar Jackson. And you know what happens, how this finishes? You're going to like how this ends. Niners and the Ravens meet in the Super Bowl next year in New Orleans. The Niners win.
Okay, that's fine. Who the fuckers are? Who are our wide receivers then?
Brandon Ayuk and third and Juwan.
Dude, no, he's a third receiver, not a second.
You're going to get another wide receiver. You'll be good.
Oh, he signed Trent Taylor a couple days ago.
Brandon Ayuk, you're staying in San Francisco. Deebo's going to Baltimore.
No, they're both staying.
No.
We're keeping him. Running back.
Nope.
Running back.
Nope, that's it.
What the fuck?
That was my bold prediction for the first round.
That was so mean.
You like that?
Was that because I put the Dolphins not in my top 10?
No, I made that before, but yes, now that you say that, for sure.
That's kind of fucked up, was it not, Tycho?
Can I get my bold prediction?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what's your bold prediction, Tycho?
Tycho's bold prediction.
The Chicago Bears fucked this up so badly.
Who did they get?
They draft Drake May with the first overall. We trade the 9. And we live in fucking hell for the next 5 years with another shitty rookie quarterback. And I hate my life.
Drake May happened to go to the same school that Mitch Trubisky did, too. That's the best part.
Oh, my God. If you didn't hear it, Tycho's bold prediction is that the Chicago Bears fucked this draft up.
As a diehard Bears fan.
They don't get Caleb, and somehow they find a way they'll get, like, Joe Alt or someone else. Who's a good tackle, but they're not.
You guys draft
they're
going to
fuck this up. The Bears are going to fuck this up and be the Bears. Oh, I love it. Anywho.
Oh, but you know who's got a lot of promise? J.J. McCarthy.
Anywho, this was a good Capitier episode. We were kind of all over the place.
Tycho, I'm sorry.
As a reminder, two new promos that we're running with our first week of Better. The first is a free-to-play game, so make sure to download Better. Go answer all 8 questions correctly, more or less than about the first round of the NFL draft. You have a chance to win up to $10,000. I don't know why you wouldn't play. It also helps us out. And if you do, as part of our launch with Better, we are also covering your first entry up to $250. So if you enter, place a lineup worth $250 and it doesn't hit.
$250 better bucks. Yours.
So make sure to use code CAPSOFF. Not case sensitive.
No space.
You don't need the space at all. Well, you could, but you don't need it.
But it doesn't. Oh, you could
use use the space if you need. That's nice. But the first 100 people to use that promo code will get that that offer because of Jack and I. Jack and I are actually covering with our personal expenses. And then lastly, every 1,000x lineup you place on Better Picks during the NBA playoffs is another chance to win 2 free floor seats for Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, and a $1,000 stipend to go to Dallas for the biggest fight of the year.
Get that Spirit flight. Use it on beer. Good stipend.
A lot of promos we're running, so make sure to download Better, play Better Picks, use promo code CAPSOFF, support the boys, and we'll see you Thursday night for the first round.
I will not be here, but Adam will see you.
I will be here.
I have a wedding. I will be getting tanked. Anyway.
I'll see you. Bye. Love you.
See ya. Bye.